Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
Hello, so for today's Goals Question Time, I've got the honour and pleasure of being joined by Sue Seagull, who's CEO of GE Ventures and Healthy Imagination. Hi, Sue.
Hi there.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a very exciting thing, I think, that GE's launched in your venturing initiative. Can you give us a brief description, please, of the purpose of the program and how it was formed and the process that occurs now in GE?
Yeah, sure. I'd be delighted to. First of all, thank you for inviting me to do this. We're always pleased to be able to talk about GE initiatives. So GE Ventures was formed in January 2013 officially, and the purpose and remit for forming what is the venture arm for GE is really about being able to identify and to partner with the entrepreneurial ecosystem in terms of the new innovations that are so fast and furiously coming to bear in our world. The areas that we really try to focus on, and these are the major innovation initiatives within GE, are four areas. The first one being the industrial internet, and that has been a major initiative for GE. So from a venturing perspective, our software teams out of the Software Center of Excellence in San Ramon are investing in the world of software. And these are platforms that are helpful across corporations, as you might imagine, be it for asset management or for cybersecurity or for any of the big data analytics types of plays that might be needed. Mm-hmm. We also invest in three other areas, which are healthcare, energy, and this really exciting area of advanced manufacturing. And I don't think it's any surprise to anybody, the world of healthcare or energy, because these are just wherever you go in the world, What are two major pain points that either corporations or societies have? And it really is, those are just two big, big juggernauts, and we believe they remain a huge opportunity to help find solutions for.
Great, great. And the size of the organization you've got within GE, which is driving that, your global research center, what sort of magnitudes have you got there?
GE is about 300,000 plus employees. And when you think about our global research center and what it has, not only in Niskayuna, New York, but in its five other global sites, I think the total is somewhere, I don't remember all the numbers specifically, but I think they're, you know, somewhere around 50,000 researchers across the board, which comprise of about 35,000 engineers, 5,000 research scientists, 8,000 software professionals. So It's a huge enterprise as it relates to being able to work and partner with the startup ecosystem.
Right, and within GE Ventures, what types of processes are you using in terms of venturing and innovation, sort of investment process, do you use to deliver this capability now?
So I don't think we are inventing things from scratch in terms of being able to identify identify new innovations, but we're doing as many of them as possible, and we are centered it around partnership. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, you know, we're big believers in that although we have the kind of mass and scale that we have within GE, we're even smarter when we in fact can partner. So that's really important principle for us. Yeah. So partnership can come in many forms, one of them being the world of open innovation. And you see us running many, many open challenges across the board. And that's something that just as a discipline within GE, we're doing it almost every vertical across GE. And we've even done that within ventures, for example, partnering with the NFL as it relates to our brain health challenge in looking at new opportunities and new startups that are working on the world of concussion and being able to bring the understanding and sort of the studies that people don't know about to this very, very important area very quickly, because as you know, TBI is a very important area as it relates to the military, our troops, the world of not only football, but frankly, soccer and almost any other sport you can imagine. It's really important to have that. And then the last place I'll say that it's important is the world of car accidents, which is really something very hard to deal with in almost any government around the world, particularly in the developing countries. The second sort of processes that we use, once we've identified the themes or the thesis that we're going to be investing in across the verticals I mentioned previously, is being able to work with these startups in a way that are very, very supportive. One of the things that GE Ventures does is to be able to offer startups non-dilutive funding in addition to equity funding.
Right,
and the reason for that is, and you know, sometimes we all know this, because startups are so focused and they're looking at one particular area to really solve, they're able to do it faster and more nimbly. But sometimes there's some real juggernauts in what they have to do, and that has to do either with product development, removing risk as it relates to regulatory or reimbursement issues, removing risk as it relates to potential global distribution. So what we've tried to do, working with these startups using our non-dilutive funding, is figure out a way that we can put some of this non-dilutive funding to work with them to remove that risk, be it in a partnership where we have co-development activities, be it in a partnership where we might bring expertise to the table in the world of regulatory reimbursement, because clearly we have the experts within GE.
Mm-hmm.
Applying them now to help startups remove those risks is actually pretty important. And then last but not the least, being able to help them through a distribution channel. If we have the channels in the various marketplaces that we participate in, we have about 40,000 sales and marketing professionals across the world, is a pretty fast acceleration for a number of startups.
Yeah.
And then last, let me talk about one particular process, which I think most of the world of startups are so familiar with now. Both Eric Reese and Steve Blank have really talked about this, and this is the world of lean startup.
Yeah.
We worked with Eric Reese for the last 3 years now in really understanding the principles of lean startup and taking those principles of lean startup, which is all about bringing the customer voice in from ideation, being able to bring first ideas on products, minimally viable products, to the customers from the very beginning so they can, in fact, touch, feel, and be able to comment on it, and allow you to continue to iterate very, very quickly in this process with minimal spend. I mean, that is what I think one of the key things that startups do so very well, because capital is scarce. And because capital is so scarce, they must deliver on just very little resource, be it people or be it money. And when you do that and you apply those principles even within big companies, which we've started to do at GE, and I'll tell you about that in a second, it's incredible the hyper-focus you get. And you're able to get to certain decisions faster, particularly around these products, whether they're going to fly or not. And it helps you in two ways. Either you can get products to continue to accelerate in the product development cycle faster, or you can make a decision that, in fact, that product does not work, and therefore, instead of spending millions and millions of dollars on product development, you've spent maybe $1 million, and you can at that point decide whether you want to take it forward or not, and that's a huge productivity gain and savings for a big company, any big corporate.
Yeah.
But GE,
we've
embraced it.
No, I very much agree. That iteration and change and pivoting, as Eric calls it, I think is so critical in startups, and corporates are not very good at that in doing it. Corporates are very linear and stage gate orientated and things of that sort. So in terms of GE, how are you are really industrializing this now, aren't you? This lean principle. I think GE's been fantastic in things like workout and other things I've come across with GE. Any insights there on how that's going to work?
Yeah, Andrew, that's right on. And you know, with GE, one thing I've learned, and I've been with GE only a little under 2 years now, is that when GE starts to test and really develop a process, they can industrialize it in a way that is just remarkable. And then they roll it out, and it is just, wow, it happens very, very quickly. And what GE has done is, working with Eric, really incorporated those principles and put them in a way that GE can understand them. They've branded it under the name of FastWorks within GE. And they've put, this is not something you do lightly. It comes from the top. So Jeff Immelt and our head of human resources, Susan Peters, and Beth Comstock, our chief marketing officer, and Mark Little, our head of R&D, have come together as the executive sponsors to develop this out. And then, just like GE will do, there's a culture and leadership strong backing on this. There are the processes and tools that have to be put into place and designed, which GE has done. There's the metrics and the measures that have to occur and all the operating rhythms that go with it. And so that has happened over the last 18 months, and it's being rolled out pretty systematically now across the businesses, starting with the executive levels at the very senior levels within GE, all the way through down to, you know, every individual at GE. So I think the goals have been train the first 5,000 leaders, and then the next goal will be to train the next 100,000 leaders, and you can just imagine it going forward. You know, it's very similar, like you mentioned, to the GE workout or, you know, the processes where GE really industrialized Six Sigma, as an example. GE is really trying to industrialize the whole process of innovation in a way that is much quicker, much more efficient, and what I'd say much more relevant to the world of really higher risk innovation being able to be incorporated in corporations and the willingness to allow productive failure to happen. So it's been remarkable how it's been adopted here at GE, and I'm really pleased at how, in fact, it's getting rolled out.
And the showing the strategic and the financial benefits that you bring to the firm, you know, a lot of corporates really struggle with that bit when you sort of start talking about innovation and venturing, and some will find it a bit fluffy. How do you find that demonstrating those benefits and that within the firm? And have you got an example?
Yeah, and so one of the things we have put into place and are continuing to put into place. And remember that we're relatively young within GE terms. GE's been around about 130 years, and this notion of the corporate venturing and the way we've constructed it today is a little over a year old. Mm-hmm. What we've put into place is the understanding that what we're trying to achieve are a number of things. One is to be able to participate in the innovation ecosystem that is being created all over the place, not just in the U.S., but all over the world. And so we're very active here in Silicon Valley. We're active in Boston. We're certainly active in other hotspots in the U.S. We're active in Israel, as an example, where we've done a number of different investments. I think we've got about 12 investments to date there. And we'll continue to look at real hotspots across the world. So being able to participate in that innovation ecosystem is number one. But it's the participation is to help fuel one, corporate learning, so that we understand which trends are really driving new industries and seeing how we might be able to participate in those or help accelerate those. Mm-hmm. Two is to be able to really understand the new world of business models. So when you think about the innovation ecosystem these days, it's not just about technology anymore.
Yeah.
What has happened is you've gone from this world of centralized to distributed. You've gone from this world of CapEx to OpEx, and you're seeing the entire, many different industries, be it healthcare, be it energy, move to a consumerization or a retailization of the practices. And so being able to understand how to capture that in a new business format really revolves around not only new technologies, but frankly around new business models. And that's an important one for us to be able to incorporate and be able to adopt. In terms of the measures at GE, so clearly we look at IRR and being able to look at multiples on capital invested also. But we should not pretend that the kind of returns in the early days of a corporate venturing arm are going to absolutely move the needle of a company that has $155 billion in revenue, as an example. So, you know, we have to take the long-term look on this. and make sure that what we're doing is, in fact, the right kind of, if you'd like, assumptions and principles around the investments in each company to be able to make it valuable. The other element of this is what I'd mentioned previously is all around partnerships. So one of the things that we're driving hard is it's not just about the equity dollars. It's about the partnership between the startups and GE businesses to allow benefits for both. And what we think can happen in this area is, and I'll give you an example that I use because it's just crystal clear, is Nanosonics. They needed help in pushing forward the world of a disinfectant that they had invented for ultrasound probes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can use it on other things, but specifically on this particular one was around ultrasound probes, which we, of course, sell in our GE Healthcare group. And what we were able to do through our equity relationship was figure out a way to help them accelerate the development of the marketing materials necessary to be able to sell those here in the U.S.
Right.
And that was done with help from GE Healthcare, some non-dilutive dollars from GE Ventures, and we were then ultimately able to bring together a distribution relationship to be able to bring these products into the North American marketplace. And they represent millions and millions of dollars of growth for GE Healthcare and for Nanosonics. That, we believe, is a real win-win, and
yep.
We're doing that as many times as we possibly can. So it's not just about the equity investing. It's figuring out how you might have strategic benefits for all the parties involved. And
yep.
When you can do that, it tends to work. And so we're looking at that across many different dimensions. So one is for corporate learning and being able to make sure we're aware of the trends. Two is all around this notion of being able to partner. And three is clearly for growth. And the measures on those are quite different across the board. But we still also have the common metrics that you would have in any corporate venture arm with regard to IRR and multiples on invested capital and being able to show the financial benefits of the capital that you're actually deploying.
Excellent, Sue. Excellent. I can certainly feel, we can all hear the passion and the drive there for the big issues you've raised around health and energy and the systems and embedding that within the massive GE organization. So what you've managed to do to relax when you're not building and changing these big areas?
Well, you focus on all the important things in life, right, which is really being able to spend time with your loved ones. And I've been blessed with a very, very supportive husband and two sons. And I try my best to spend whatever amount of time I can with them. And I do it in many different ways. It's particularly related around sports since they love sports and they're just sports hounds across the board. In fact, tonight we're going to the Patriots game. It's the first playoff game. To the Warriors game, and it's the first playoff game that they're playing in. So it's a pretty exciting time. And as a family, we just try to make sure we were able to spend it together in areas that everybody has fun around.
Right. Great. Sue, really appreciate it. I look forward to meeting you and see you again in London in May. So thanks very much for your time at the moment.
Thanks so much, Andrew.